It's Wednesday, August the 5th, and you're tuned in to the Chanopy Podcast. I'm Vince.
I am Antonio.
Whoa. Okay.
Welcome to my podcast.
Oh, God. Okay. Welcome to the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. August is here. Here in Canada, we just had civic holiday.
We had giant-ass rainstorm.
We did.
That brought out, finally, non-40-degree weather.
It was never 40.
It's like 42 with the Humidex.
It's like 31.
No, please.
It was like 31.
It was like 60 degrees.
It was like 27 feels like 32.
It was like 32 feels like 40.
No. It's never that hot. Yeah. Crazy weather. Crazy life. A lot of crazy things going on in the past week. I heard there was like a hurricane that hit the Florida and shit. Maybe it didn't really hit Florida. I don't know.
Our area is reopening. I went out for sushi yesterday and we drove through a tornado warning.
You went out for sushi?
Yeah.
Like you went into a restaurant?
I went into a restaurant.
What's that like?
It's weird.
Why?
Because everything is spaced apart. Like where there would normally be tables, it's like just every other table.
That makes sense.
And it's like, yeah, anytime you come to, or like a waiter or waitress comes to you, like put on your mask.
Really?
Yeah. They kind of like stand back and give you food and then you do whatever.
Wow.
No menus.
Wow.
Everything's scan a QR code. Get it on your phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, you know, I probably should have been.
Yeah.
Since the dawn of time, but.
Mm. Wow.
It's weird. It's, it feels exclusive.
Wow.
Right? It makes any restaurant feel a little bit more exclusive.
Because
It's like, oh, I got the inside. There's like nobody here.
Okay. Yeah. Because like, I went to a food court.
Yeah.
But that's like. They just space at the tables. That's all it is. You're still inside the food court.
Uh-huh.
But okay. Great. Wonderful.
Cool.
Neato. Yeah, it's another week. What is it? So crazy weather. Places are open up. There was a giant explosion in Lebanon.
Yay! That was crazy.
Yeah.
You said it over Monster Hunter the other day, but when you said it's like something out of an anime, I was like, yeah, it kind of is. When they show the slow motion, everything just disintegrates in front.
Yeah,
it's like, damn, dude.
Yeah, it was wild, but I don't know where to go from there.
2020 is weird.
Yeah, 2020 is weird.
You know what's not weird?
What?
Our listeners.
You sure about
They're
that?
Totally cool Casanovas.
Really?
Of their craft.
Really?
Exactly. I didn't say what their craft was. I just said.
I was going to say, what is their craft?
They're good at it. Whatever it is, they're good at it.
Okay.
They're cool.
All right.
Good looking. Stylish.
Wow.
Smell good.
Wow. So why are you trying to win them over?
They have nice feet.
Oh, I see. You're recruiting.
I'm recruiting. What am I recruiting?
I see.
I don't know what I'm recruiting.
I see. You're starting up that side gig and you need some...
Listen, I just need...
need some male bodies to get out there and
I just
collect.
I'm starting an OnlyFans and I need some male gamer feet.
Fuck.
So,
that's a niche.
I'm trying to get in while the getting's good.
Okay. I'll let you do that then. Yeah.
How my feet look after a 6-hour Kusha Daura farming session.
The same as when it started? I don't know, untouched?
Yeah, but these feet have handicraft now.
Oh, no. You're gross. Great. This week, no letters, no questions, no nothing.
I thought I saw one come in, like just now.
Did you?
I think so.
If you saw it, then you read it.
I gotta find it first.
Yeah, well, where did it come in on?
I thought it came in on the Facebooks.
I didn't see shit.
Am I blind? No, right here. Public 47 minutes ago.
It literally just came in?
Let me open it. It's loading here. So we all know it's from Paul Chew, baby.
Is it?
It's a question to chew on.
Okay.
So we all know the anime backlog is inevitable.
Is it?
If you guys are like me, it is actually forever growing. What are some big titles that you each have in your anime backlog? For fun, why don't each of you try to reprioritize others in the backlog? Something along the lines of, dude, you have to watch this one first.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's in my anime backlog?
What's in your anime backlog?
I mean, nothing, because I'm caught up.
Because I'm the best. You finished Gundam?
No.
Oh, interesting. No. You're caught up, huh?
No. Hmm. No. That's not a backlog, though. That's a social experiment.
It's a social experiment. I'm currently going into my Crunchyroll queue.
Yeah.
Because I don't honestly remember what is in my backlog.
Your backlog?
My backlog. My log of the backs.
I know there's a couple things from last year that I want to watch out, like Made in Abyss.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch that.
Oh, okay. I got a bunch on here that I have a backlog for.
Oh, yeah, do you?
Yeah. I got to catch up on season 2 of Fire Force.
What the fuck, man?
I still haven't caught up on it. It's only like I watched episode 1.
It's like 3 episodes.
Yeah, but I just haven't done it.
Wow.
Haikyuu, I got to watch.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Thunderbolt Fantasy.
Okay.
Constantly being told that that's amazing.
Okay.
Inferno Cop. I hear that's a great show.
Okay.
Let me tell you a little secret. I've watched exactly 1 episode of Kaguya-sama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Everything else I know about that show is through memes.
Yeah, you need to watch that show.
I watched the first 3 episodes of Domestic Girlfriend. I didn't get through the spice.
Wow.
I didn't get through the spice.
Wow.
Golden Kamuy. That's just like constantly being recommended.
Okay.
Zombieland Saga, the one where it's the zombie idols.
You really want to watch that?
I watched the first episode. It's pretty good.
Okay.
I don't know if I... Oh, Chiyo's Road School. That one seemed right up my alley. The gag comedy about this girl Chiyo's everyday walk to school.
Yeah.
Recovery of an MMO Junkie. You said that one was good.
Oh, yeah.
Mob Psycho, Yomushi Petal, Darling in the Franxx.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Super.
Okay.
School Babysitters.
Okay.
High schoolers are babysitters.
Okay.
Kokoro no Basket.
Okay.
Parasite the Maxim. I got a lot of shit, man. Cells at Work. The new seasons of FLCL.
Oh, yeah. That's on my list, too.
I got manga backlogs, too. Got to keep finishing Hunter x Hunter, Toriko, the Baki with Yokozuna.
Yep.
The latest chapters of JoJo Part 8.
Wow.
I gotta catch up on Ippo. Like, I'm 200 chapters away from Ippo.
Wow.
And I just started reading some more that I will talk about in my week. But
okay.
I have a huge backlog. Oh, yeah, a lot of shit.
You do. I know I have a giant backlog, but, like, of the ones that I can really think about, or the ones that I actually want to watch.
Mm.
Devilman Crybaby.
Yeah, fucking watch it. It's so good. It's so good.
I know. The other one was Dororo.
Oh, Dorohedoro or Dororo?
Dororo. The one where he's like, he has no body.
I don't remember that one.
I heard that's real good.
That one. Yeah. There's a PS2 game that was made off of this. Yeah, I heard that one's really good. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I want to watch Mob Psycho 100.
Yeah, I want to watch Mob Psycho too.
Like, cause I only hear great things about that.
Mm.
Being the big Lelouch fan, I'm surprised I haven't watched Code Geass Lelouch of the Resurrection.
What?
It came out last year.
What is this?
You know, part 3.
Oh my god,
Lelouch of the Resurrection.
Wait, it came out last year and we didn't put it as part of our anime club?
No, we didn't, because I think it was like a movie or something. And like, I don't know when the actual date came out for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a part of me feels like I should watch like some mecha stuff that I haven't seen yet. Like, I still haven't seen the most recent season of Full Metal Panic. I want to watch that. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there.
But which one are you gonna watch first? Because it's Devilman Crybaby, you fuck.
I think it's going to be Dororo.
Oh my god. It's 10 episodes.
Like, to be honest, I'm just going to start watching Gridman again.
Again?
Yeah.
But you watched it already.
But I bought it.
Oh my god.
That or Escaflowne.
So you're telling me if I buy you Devilman Crybaby, you'll watch it?
Probably.
Interesting. I see you're part of the elite crew now. The elite anime crew.
Listen, you got to buy what you have in physical.
Oh, you're about that physical media is what you're saying.
No.
You're about that physical lifestyle, the collection lifestyle.
No.
Interesting.
It's different. I buy Blu-rays because you know that's the best quality.
I will remember this.
Wow.
I'll remember this for the future.
Like, if video games actually were better quality if I bought the physical disc, then hell yeah.
Dude, 1080p fucking 10-bit audio exists. Fan dubbers are on it.
No, man.
You don't have to buy shit.
Shit's on 4K. What are you talking about? It's 1080p.
4K. Buy, download the 4K. They got 4K?
No, they can't.
Download the 4K,
no,
baby.
No.
You don't even have a 4K TV. So, A, doesn't matter.
Oh, that's what you think. Come back next week. You'll see.
All right. Okay.
You'll see 65 inches.
In this room? Where are you going to put it?
Who cares?
I'm just going to have it. I'm going to hang it from the ceiling.
You're asking all these irrelevant questions.
You act like I care about if it could fit in my room. Who cares?
Who cares? Even if it doesn't fit, you'll make it fit.
I'll watch it out the doorway.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. What are you going to watch then?
I think I got to watch...
It's going to be Haikyuu, so shut up.
I think I got to finish Parasite.
Oh, gross.
Because like I'm pretty far into Parasite. And by far in, I mean like 7 episodes.
What the fuck?
That's far from you, man.
Get out, you son of a bitch.
Shut up, Netflix. I'm trying to figure out, what was
it? Parasite?
Yeah.
Parasito Mambito?
Parasito Bambito. How far was I? Oh my god, my computer's just like freaking the
but
fuck
I out. Thought you already read that shit.
I did not. See, I'm on episode 8.
Of 50?
Maybe.
Oh, you're never gonna finish that.
Episode 8 of... But oh my
13.
God.
13.
It's more than 12.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ. 21. No, 24.
Good. Oh my gosh. Good luck. Good luck.
Maybe I'll just read it.
That's a good idea.
Maybe I'll just read it. That's the real thing to the backlog. It's like, if I want to make any sort of dents, I'm just going to read the manga.
That's sad. That's just sad.
But it's efficient.
No. It's just sad.
I guess.
That's a sad way out.
What if I watch it on 1.5 times speed?
I know people do that. I don't get it. I can't.
I do it for like news videos. Like if I'm watching like some news thing on like YouTube or whatever,
sure.
I'll put it on 1.5 times.
Sure.
And I'm like, I can still follow.
Sure. Sure. That's fair. Or like if you're listening to a podcast, sure.
Yeah.
But if you're like watching a piece of entertainment, like you would never watch The Avengers on 1.5 times speed.
I don't think I would ever watch The Avengers again, to be honest.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Cause like there's a certain thing about like media made for entertainment.
Yes.
That's like
where
the
timing
is
important,
the inflections, how people are talking and stuff like that. It's like, oh man, I watched Marriage Story on 2x speed.
Like what? Anyways, there you go. Thanks, Paul. Thank you, Paulimus Jumus.
And I have an update to the listeners.
Oh.
I did it today, but I did it before we recorded, so it still counts.
Okay.
I made the waifu Excel sheet.
Oh, did you? How many you got there?
We got, you know what? Let me pull up the Excel sheet.
How many cells am I looking at?
Oh my god, I just fucking zoomed in my laptop. And I don't know what happens. Like, whenever I charge my laptop and use it at the same time, it gets laggy.
What?
Yeah. It's weird.
Does your power setting switch to battery saver when you plug in your
computer? No, it's just like full power.
Are you sure?
So far, we have 33 waifus.
Oh my god, that's more than I thought.
Right? And you know what? I don't think it's enough.
Okay.
Because also, we have a double in here.
Oh, do we? Who's the double?
Tifa Lockhart.
What?
Because Brian,
uh-huh,
the Mac Attack, he put in Tifa Lockhart specifically remake.
Oh,
but then Joseph sent in Tifa Lockhart, but didn't specify.
Okay.
So I put Polygon Original.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
So no one sent in Advent Children yet. No one sent in Cowboy Child Version yet.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know if that counts. I think the most fucked up one was where was it? I think was it Joseph?
You just kind of out him like that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he sent in the fucking girl from Berserk, but specified pre-Eclipse, and I was like, oh no.
He's saying when she was pure.
Yeah. When she could talk And had free will.
Well.
And then also Joseph, listen, Joseph bringing in the weird ones. Joseph just put Princess Zelda, but also did not specify.
Princess Zelda?
So I just put in Ocarina of Time.
That's fair.
Right?
That's a fair one.
Okay. Like, if I wanted to make it weird, I would have put in, like, the Wind Waker.
Well, hold on. Princess Zelda Ocarina of Time is still pretty weird.
What are you talking about? Adult one. Do I want to have to specify OOT adult?
I think you have to put adult.
Okay, I'm gonna put Zelda bracket adult.
Because, I mean, we always make the differentiation between Young Link and Adult Link in that game.
True facts. Yeah, but you want to taste of the list?
Sure, give me some highlights.
All right, I'll give you, like, two from each, okay?
Okay.
So, we got, how do you even pronounce that? Cheryl Gnome.
From Macross.
Macross Frontier. And the Deep Cut. Lina Lee D? From D. Grayman.
Oh! Lina Lee D. From D. Okay. Grayman. Okay.
All right, who else are we going to put? Oh, this one's just catering to you. Sailor Mars.
Oh, wow, of course.
Or Sailor Moon.
Of course.
This one, I I'll put three from Joseph. Yuno from Mirai Nikki from Future Diary. I believe Yuno is the I'm going to fucking kill you if you talk to anybody else, girl.
Okay.
Tracer from Overwatch.
What?
Tracer is anime. I just learned this today.
Okay.
Fair enough. Let's do two from.
Well, hold on. Paul's it says waifu. Waifu does not strictly mean
anime. I don't know if it's a. I think it's implied.
I thought it meant just 2D.
But Tracer's 3D.
Do 3D models count as 2D waifus?
They can move around in a 3D space.
But they're restricted to a 2D viewing display.
This is a technicality I think we'll have to discuss in a future episode.
Alright, keep moving.
Darkness.
Ooh!
From Konosuba.
Ooh!
This, again, they're all just appealing to you.
Okay.
Rika. Oh, maidens in your savage garden.
Oh, wow. I gotta finish that.
It's on the backlog.
I gotta finish that. Okay.
Yeah, so we got a couple offshoots in there, but we got some normal ones in here. We got some popular picks, I would say.
Popolitos.
Mm.
Okay.
That's all good. I think we got a good mix so far. I think we gotta get it to at least, like...
What, 50?
50 to 100.
Okay, well then, you know, listeners, last chance.
We've also shared it now, so we can add in our own.
Yeah,
because there's obviously some glaring omissions.
Are there?
Like Sailor Jupiter is not in here.
No, I think
like I don't understand why these people are trying to appeal to you so bad. But where's Sailor Jupiter? Okay, long skirt judo throwing Jupiter?
I think the audience has spoken.
Partially spoken. No, I don't know if they've spoken.
I think it's kind of like, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, this makes sense.
but we're getting closer. We're getting closer to the waifu episode. And then as soon as I can find, I forget what the website was that I used to make fighting game brackets for.
Okay.
But as soon as I find it, I will make a bracket.
We can find something
quickly. I will make a two-sided bracket.
A dose-sided bracket, he says. Okay. Exactly. Well, that sounds good. I'm excited. Oh, you actually give the listener.
Yeah. Because like if there's something we as a duo or as a unit need to ruthlessly make fun of, I need the listener there. I need the author of the pick.
Okay.
I'm still surprised. No, I'm gonna stop spoiling it. I'm just gonna keep it like that.
I'm just gonna say that, listen, if you have two girls from the same show, you gotta choose.
But so here Joseph put in Sailor Mars and Sailor Mercury.
Well, you gotta choose.
So Joseph has to choose?
I think so.
Okay.
Like, we'll keep it, don't worry. Mm-hmm. But
that, one show per character.
I think like that's the waifu unwritten rule, right? Like you can't have two in one show.
What if he wants an open relationship?
Listen, I get it. Sometimes, you know, like you're stuck in that menage.
Menage.
But at the end of the day, You can only be in one. So
I get, you know what? That makes sense. That makes sense.
There you go. Let's try our picks of the week. And I am going to kick things off.
You asked me for a request to the sheet, but I already sent you, like, I gave you permissions. I don't know why it sent me an email.
Oh, I requested under a different email.
Oh, that's weird.
I requested under my Type V3 email.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My YouTube account.
Okay.
Because that's what was automatically logged in on my side. Yeah, anyway, so picks of the week. Disney had a quarterly earnings call.
Mm-hmm.
And hey.
So how much did you make off your one share of Disney?
I think I might have lost.
Oh, shit. You owe Disney money?
No, I just don't get dividends.
Oh, okay.
But, and my shares are worth less. So.
Your one share?
Yeah, my one share is worth less.
Oh, no.
The big news coming out of this is basically, yo, guess what?
What?
We're all losing money, COVID, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
So what are we going to do with our movies? What are we going to do with our movies?
Release them digitally.
Mulan has a September release date.
Mm-hmm.
On Disney Plus.
Whoa.
As a $30 add-on.
Interesting.
Just to clarify, you have to be subbed to Disney Plus.
How much is Disney Plus a month?
That's comparable to Netflix.
So like 15?
Sure.
16?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got to pay $30 to watch the movie. Now.
That's a $45 movie ticket.
Now, I will say, if you're going to the movie theaters with your family.
Yeah.
That's a bargain.
It is.
Okay. You're not watching on the big screen. You're not going to get the experience, but I think we've discussed this already. I think a lot of people would prefer to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
Currently, at least.
I think generally. Now, the interesting part is, obviously this news broke and internet was kind of like, oh my God, that's crazy. I'm not paying for that amount of money, blah, blah, blah. This movie's going to tank.
Yeah.
And immediately all I could think of was, Chinese aren't going to let this movie fail. They're never going to let this movie fail.
Yeah.
And
dude, look at fucking Crazy Rich Asians.
And I was like, lo and behold, all my Asian friends are like, $30? That's it?
Fucking steal.
Yo, I'm down. And I'm like, and these are the people who, I'm speaking of my friends now.
Yeah.
Piracy is the first answer to every solution.
Yeah. I don't mean to generalize.
I know.
But they're Chinese. It's just how it works.
You know, like, and I was just like, what? And I'm like,
what are you talking about?
Hey, you're okay paying $30? You're like, yeah. It's Mulan. It's going to be the biggest Disney movie.
I'm this like, is also probably the same people who, after coming out of Crazy Rich Asians, were like, that was the best romantic comedy I've ever seen in my life. It was the best one.
Yeah.
No, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I see the type of people we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I guess, you know what, you can never underestimate patriotism.
I had this discussion with my girlfriend, like, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'll never get it. I just don't understand patriotism. Like, just because you were born into it doesn't mean you should be proud of it.
You gotta.
At least in my mind.
You gotta do it.
It's weird.
Yeah, because I was talking to my girlfriend, and, like, I was like, when's the last time you were at the movie? She's like, watch Ip Man. I'm like, just to watch. And before that, to watch Crazy Rich Asians.
Bro, she's African. Why is she going to watch Ip
Man? You gotta support that.
Why? Why do you have to?
That's what I said. I said, you're from Africa. She's like, no, I'm Chinese.
Oh, yeah. Can you teach me some Mandarin right now? That'd be great. Oh, what did you take? Korean? Oh, man.
No, she starts speaking French. I'm like, well, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought. And then, you know, and then she had the free time to learn another language and chose Korean.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just outing your girlfriend.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. So listen, I'm going to watch Mulan because I know she's paying for it. So
you're like, I ain't supporting that communist propaganda.
But I know she is. So I'm going to watch that movie. Right.
I will report back with how they massacred Hong Kong.
Yeah. And then this obviously led to the next question of, what about Black Widow? And while that is not confirmed, mm-hmm. it's heavily speculated that that will be the next big movie to be on Disney Plus.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, you know. I think that was it for me. Like, I didn't really have anything else other than, hey, guess what? Japan's latest Gundam is being built. It's almost finished.
At Diver City?
I don't know if it's there.
Like, are they taking down Unicorn?
Oh, I can't remember, to be honest.
Man, do I have to plan a trip to see every Gundam until I die?
Are you going to go to China to see the Freedom Gundam?
Well, I want to be free in the country when I visit it, so no.
No? You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
It's going up at Yokohama's Chinatown.
I wanted to go to Yokohama. Perfect. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. Is it the Dragon Gundam from G Gundam?
No, no, no. It's the original Gundam. Well, it's a stylized version of the original Gundam.
Oh.
And it will be in a special area on the harbor front that's called the Gundam Factory.
Interesting.
The cool thing about this version, or this big Gundam display,
mm-hmm.
is that it's not just going to be the Gundam standing there. He's going to have like a hangar.
So would it be like, are they going to build it so it looks like it's mid-build?
Well, that's what it looks like right now.
That's cool.
Like, when you look at it, you're like it's on the harbor front, and it's like,
oh wow, it looks like
it's just being built there.
That's hilarious.
But that's the full display. So what's interesting about this is that it will come with there's going to be special kits, obviously.
Yeah.
You could buy that do will that.
Come with the hangar.
Yeah, and they come with the hangar, and it'll say Gundam Yokohama, so it's like a souvenir kit.
Ooh.
I think they're going to be about like $30. There's two of them. But yeah, no, it's pretty neat.
Man, I gotta go to Japan again.
How?
You're talking about it's we're on the list of trusted travelers.
Okay.
Tickets are like $500 for a two-way.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Just wear a mask, whatever.
It's easy.
Just put on a mask.
Easy peasy. Lemon linguine.
Ask to be in the baggage. Away from all the people.
Wow. Okay, yeah, sure. Do that.
12 hours in the baggage? I could do that.
Let me know how that goes.
That seems a little cold, but I could do it. I could do it.
Yeah, that's where they keep the animals, right?
Didn't some girl's dog die recently? Because it was too cold. Her dog was too small?
Yep.
Whatever, I'm not a dog.
Well, she didn't want to buy the dog a seat, so...
Get wrecked.
Literally.
I'm going to go through... I got another Japan pick.
Japan.
For COVID fucking up everywhere.
COVID.
Do you remember Sega's second arcade in Akihabara? Sega Arcade number 2.
It had the escalators?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you come off the station, it's like right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's closing down.
Oh.
Because it was completely shut down during COVID. And then they reopened, and I guess just the amount of space they have, they are draining in rent.
And they have a whole building.
I know. So the thing is, too, is like that Sega arcade isn't even like the best one in Akihabara. So
no.
It's more of like a place to go and a picture to take.
Yeah. Like, it looks cool.
For people who don't know, like, this is kind of big because it's like 6 to 7 floors, and it's a big part of the stylized outside in Akihabara. Like, it is a staple scenery.
Yes.
So it being gone is kind of a big deal.
Yes.
But it's sad.
Yes.
Even in Japan, COVID can kill arcades.
Wow.
So
wow.
There you go. PS or PlayStation came out and had some news about the PlayStation 5.
I heard this.
And they're like, hey man,
yo,
your PlayStation 4 controllers, they will totally work with the PlayStation 5.
Okay.
Caveat, not with PlayStation 5 games.
So?
I don't know. People are just angry about it.
I don't get it. So this, like, I read this story, I'm like, isn't that obvious? Like,
yeah.
I'm surprised it even works.
So I read this, and I was like, whoa, it works for PS4 games. Yeah. That's fucking rad.
Yeah.
And then I continued to read the comments, and people are just like, these fucking bitches, they want me to buy controllers? Like, oh, fucking course they do! Of course they want you to buy controllers, since the dawn of video games.
Like, I don't get it. Like, you're buying something new. Like, why?
Why wouldn't you expect the new thing to be exclusive?
Yeah.
You dummy. Like, even the fact that you can use a PlayStation 4 controller on a PlayStation 5 is cool, because then it's like, oh, I can play it, like, with the original controller if I'm playing a PS4, if you really give a shit about that stuff.
But... Yeah, and, like, I believe it's worked this way with previous PlayStation games.
I think you could use PlayStation 1 controllers on a PlayStation 2.
Yeah, but if it was, like, DualShock supported, you couldn't use it.
Or it was, like, analog, I think.
Oh, yeah, analog.
Like, because PS1 controllers had analog eventually, but I don't know if PS1 analog worked on PS2 games.
No.
Yeah, so, like, fucking grow up!
Yeah. So, I didn't...
Fuck.
I didn't get this one.
There's new content coming to Final Fantasy XI.
What?
Remember the MMO Final Fantasy XI?
I thought we were on 14.
Yeah, but remember 11?
Yeah.
It got story content back in 2015.
Why?
And then the producers are like, hey, it's 2020. We're gonna...
Who's still playing?
A lot of people, apparently.
What? You couldn't fucking afford a new video game console? You couldn't upgrade your PC?
I don't know, man. People are still playing 2002's MMO Final Fantasy XI.
It's like 20 years. Move on.
You want to hear a crazy MMO story? So in the original Guild Wars,
yeah,
there are people who have characters that are only in a pre-time skip area.
Oh, whoa.
So there's a part in Guild Wars 1 in the beginning where it's like, here's the town before the big event or whatever. People never left that area with that character.
Wow.
So they have like anniversary pets throughout the years only in that area. And the only way you can get it in that area is by only being in that area.
Whoa.
They have maxed out level characters in that area where the highest level I think is level 5.
Whoa. Whoa.
People like MMO players are crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
why?
Don't underestimate.
Why?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
But why?
I don't know. But yeah, so if you're playing Final Fantasy XI, I guess. But yeah, it was just a weird story. And I'm like, why the fuck are they doing this? But.
That is really weird. Like,
yeah.
What? Who?
They're. If you want to play Final Fantasy XI, now's the best time, I guess.
Sure.
Japan's fighting game developers had a round table the other day.
Oh, did they now?
They did. They had a 2.5-hour round table.
What did they round up?
There was some fucking Street Fighter shit, like Dan's going to be in there, Rival Schools characters next summer.
Okay.
And whatever. But Guilty Gear Strive. Announced two new characters.
Is that the one we're looking at? Okay. Yeah.
Leo Whitefang is back from Exord.
Sure.
He is the cross-up master, the fight dad, as I like to call him. And he's a cool character. He's a fucking annoying character, but he's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And a brand new character called Nagoryuki. He is a black samurai who sucks the blood, I guess, of his enemies. I don't really know how he works. They just kind of tease a lot of mechanics and stuff.
Okay.
But he is an edgelord, baby.
Hell yeah.
He knows the way. While you were there studying in school, he was studying the blade. And he put a lock on his sword because he became too dangerous. It looks really cool. And the more I see this game, it just looks nice.
The more I see this game, the more I keep thinking it's already out. And why do they keep showing these stupid trailers?
I don't know. Continuing on our Arc System Works, remember Evo?
Yeah.
Remember how there was like going to be like an Evo Online?
Ah.
And then like their CEO turned out to be a pedophile.
Yeah.
So they were like, hey, no more Evo Online.
Turns out everybody is.
Arc System Works is like, bro, Arc System Works Online. Now is the time. So they're having an Arc Evo Japan Online.
It's called Arc Evo?
Yeah.
Wait, you can't call it Arc Evo.
That's what it's called.
How are you going to call it Evo?
That's what it's called. Arc Evo.
They need a new name.
So it's called Arc Evo Japan Online 2020.
Do they have Capcom games?
No. It is only Arc System Works games.
How are you going to call it Evo and not have a Capcom game?
Blaze Blue Cross Tag Battle. Grand Blue Fantasy. Other Arc System Works video games.
Mm.
That's all it's going to be. It's for the anime fans.
But no Dragon Ball.
Is that an Arc Systems game?
Isn't
then,
it?
Then it's there. It's there, baby.
Okay.
It's going to be there.
Okay.
It's I guess this is like really good timing
in
for Arc Systems to, here's like, hey guys, anime games are still cool, but also like you mentioned, still keeping the Evo name in there is
that's weird.
Is a little weird.
When are they doing this?
End of the year. They haven't announced a specific date.
They're confident that this whole COVID thing is gonna blow over and we're all gonna just...
No, it's an online tournament. It doesn't matter.
That's some bullshit. Who cares?
Use netcode, baby.
Nah, who cares?
And then the last one. This one is close to my heart. 2012's Game of the Year. Frog Fractions.
Oh, God. I was like, what are you talking about?
It has a Steam version, all right? It's the Game of the Decade edition. And there's an $8 DLC for a hat.
What?
you could pay $8. Why? To give a beanie to your frog.
Why?
And get a Why? You can get a beanie for
Why?
Your frog.
Why? So you could be that boy?
So you could be that boy.
Oh, God.
So you can be closer to that boy.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay.
But I will tell listeners, if you love frog fractions and you want an $8 hat, it's there for you.
And I don't.
And let's just say it might be more than just a hat.
Listen, I can only see what's on the surface, and all I see is a hat, so I'm not buying. That's how marketing works.
No, you got to listen. Viral marketing is what these guys have done. And like, it's fucking crazy because the Steam reviews for this $8 DLC.
Yeah.
Fucking flawless. Like 5 stars, all thumbs up across the board. Overwhelmed. Frog Fractions, the meta video game, has managed to meta the Steam marketplace. And then its purchasers are metaing the reviews for a meta piece of DLC.
Wow, okay.
Highly recommended. Frog Fractions, again, one of the best video games ever made. The fucking ride.
Okay.
Frog Fractions 2, also very good, but you gotta find it.
Oh, when you gotta find it? Oh.
When they released it, it was inside a game called Glitterman's Grove.
Yeah.
And it was like a fairy community building simulator. Yeah,
okay.
But Frog Fractions 2 is inside.
Okay. That reminds me, when you said meta, and earlier this episode we were talking about our anime backlog.
Mm-hmm.
I just reminded me of the one game on my video game backlog that I really need to play now.
Which is?
Undertale.
Yeah, I need to play that too.
Like, I feel like, what is that now, 4 years now?
Are you? I don't want to make promises again, because you still haven't played any of The Last of Us.
No, I haven't.
Because I'm saying, like, we got game club ideas out the wazoo, baby.
I will play Undertale only because I can play that on my Switch. That's easier.
Okay.
You got anything else?
No, that's it. That's all I got, baby.
I got one more.
Okay.
And that is a... have you heard this game called Overwatch?
I'm sorry, what?
This game called Overwatch.
Is it new?
Hell yeah.
Is it new?
Hell yeah.
Let me look this up. Hold on.
Overwatch. Hell yeah, it's new.
The newest game. Oh, wow. It's like that game, Team Fortress 2.
Yes, but better.
That did it way better. Man. Oh, that was the other thing I had too.
Anyways, I was going to say Overwatch is, they got their summer games.
Mm-hmm.
And while there really isn't anything that will get me to play that game religiously anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They have one skin in there that's just like, I need that. And it is a lifeguard Pharah. And it's significant because she's got no shoes.
Oh, she got 10 lines on her feet.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is all the fucking Overwatch degenerates
are going crazy
for feet pics.
Yes.
See, yes. The thing about feet pics is, like, I can't tell if the internet community has made it just one giant meme.
Yeah.
Or if people actually want feet pics.
See, I don't know because, I don't know. Like, I'm just speaking for myself. I'm not judging out there, but mm-hmm. I don't got the foot fetish thing.
And no, they're just feet.
Like, when I'm scrolling through Pornhub and it's like, oh, feet stuff. I'm I'm next, please.
Yeah, like, yo, don't you? Yeah, but I'm like stepping on you, POV.
I'm like, nah, it's good. I'm good.
Like, I think I got nice feet.
No, you don't.
They're a little veiny.
You know why you don't?
Why?
Because you're a guy. But no guy has nice
feet. What if I waxed off the hair?
Okay, do you know why I don't like it when guys wear sandals?
Why?
Because no one wants to see your feet.
But apparently somebody does.
No, like, listen, girls have cute feet when they paint their toes and stuff. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like frothing at the mouth here. But, like, they're pleasant to look at.
You want to suck on those tootsies, baby?
I don't need to see guys' feet, okay?
All right.
If you want to do the sock, like, the sock and sandal thing I think is gross, but if you want to do that, whatever.
What if I pull the socks all the way up to my kneecaps?
You mean like a high school girl?
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to, sure.
Or like an old Italian man.
If you want to. All right. I mean, go for it.
Okay.
I just see, like, when I see that look, that whole, like, high sock sneaker with shorts...
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I'm like, why aren't you just wearing pants?
Because it's the style. Don't you want to see the ultimate area?
What's the ultimate area?
I forget what it was in Japanese, but it's like the space between the skirt and the thigh-high sock?
Yes, that is for girls. I don't need to
but see. But here's the space between my kneecap and my upper calf. Like, look at it. Look
that's,
how...
That's your knee.
Look at that. Look at that piece of meat, baby.
Disgusting.
Look at that piece of meat.
Disgusting.
This is where we need a video podcast.
Ew. Anyways, I wouldn't be caught dead in sandals unless I'm on a beach.
What about flip-flops?
Oh, sorry. I'd rather be wearing flip-flops. I would not be caught dead in sandals.
Period? Yeah. Like, you wouldn't have the double Velcro and the thing in the Velcro on the back sandal?
I haven't owned that since I was maybe four.
Damn. But you owned it.
I mean, yes. Not
at some point.
Not out of choice.
So what you're saying is that there's a possibility. Everything old is new again.
Hell no.
Okay.
Listen, I think I'm getting to that age where, like, there's a generation of style that I like.
Yeah.
And I think I might just stay in it.
Oh, no. I've been in the graphic t-shirt generation of style for like 30 years now.
Like, I think I might just go into, like, basic is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is basic. So let's just base it up.
Interesting. Is that why you want that all black hat?
Yes.
You're going to get a sleeve tattoo soon. You're going to go, like, oh, I only get my coffee at the independent barista down the street. Oh, your t-shirt has a logo on it. Do you really want to be a corporate shill?
You know what? I think now that you talk about it, if I get, like, brandless everything, I can get so many glasses now with my benefits. Because I don't got to get, like, the ones that just say whatever on the side.
Yeah.
It could just be name. Oh.
You don't need the one with the fucking Gucci logo in the arm.
Yeah. Like, these ones are expensive. Like, they're Ray-Bans, but you can't even tell.
I did not know they were Ray-Bans until you mentioned it.
Yeah, like, they say Ray-Ban, but they're, like...
No, you need the clear... You need the clear frame.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Okay. Anyways, I don't know how we got here. You had a pick, right? You had something
You're talking about Overwatch feet.
Oh, yes, feet.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Girls have cute feet. Guys do not. If you're wearing sandals, stop it.
Okay, my thing is I learned of a new mod.
Oh.
It's called TF2 Classic.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Wait, that's a mod?
That's a mod. So people, this community, they are remaking the prime time era of Team Fortress 2, which is 2008 to 2009.
No, really?
Yeah, specifically that era. Because everything after that, stuff started to get crazy with, like, cosmetics and hats and skills.
Oh, yeah, I remember when they added hats.
Changeable weapons and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And so people are just like, yeah, but what if we just made 2008-2009
TF2? Oh, shit.
And they're doing it. Just check it out. That's all I got to say.
Huh.
It's cool. That's all memories of early college for me, where I was in my computer course and I learned everything already, or I knew everything already.
So you play TF2?
And I would just install TF2. And I made a great friend. Shout out to Alex.
Yeah.
Where we would just play TF2 with each other,
yeah,
during computer class. It was great.
Yeah, and I never got into TF2. Like, I bought it, I played it, but I never really, like, understood it.
It's too late for you.
Yeah, it's like, that's how Overwatch exists.
Go pull out the orange box. Maybe you can.
You know, I have a PC copy of the orange box.
You have a PC copy of the orange box? Like, yeah. So do I. But, like, why do you have one?
Because I had it for my school laptop. That was the only game I bought.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. It. That's all I got. Those are my picks.
All right. Let's go into our weeks.
Bro, I watched...
No, you didn't.
Batman, the original animated series.
How much?
I want to say like 10 episodes.
Okay. Just on your own?
No, we had a marathon day, baby.
Okay.
Batman, the original animated series...
Is good.
Is very good.
Yep. I could have told you that.
The animation in it is still fantastic.
Yep.
And all of the origin stories of these villains in the show are great.
Yep.
This is a quality piece of entertainment that I completely forgot about.
How could you forget about that?
That's like I remembered it because, like, you have the car.
Somewhere. It's in the other room right now.
Yeah, you have the 20-foot long car.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, like, that's kind of all I remembered. And I was going through and watching it with some friends, and it's like, this still holds up.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is one of those rare cartoons of, like, kind of the... Was it mid-90s that came out? Early 90s?
Early 90s.
So, like, early 90s, late 80s cartoons where people were convinced that the parent was watching the cartoon with the child.
Mm.
So there are jokes in there that, like, no child would ever get.
Yeah, it's true to Batman's stuff. It gets dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And they they have this genius framing in a way to where it's like not too dark for children to watch, but it's like dark enough for adults not to be bored. Right? And that's a great show. Holy fuck.
It's very good.
Highly recommended.
It gets real crazy when they add in like way more characters.
Mm-hmm. Like, so my friend had like a best of, right? So he like handpicked a bunch of episodes, a lot of origin stories and stuff like that. And yeah, just the way they set up everybody is just, it's great. It's fantastic. I played more The Last of Us.
You beat it?
I did not beat it. Wow. I did get to the character switch, though.
Oh, I didn't know that happens, but okay. Hmm? I didn't realize that was a thing.
Haven't you watched a trailer? Like, any trailer at all?
No.
I've gotten to a point in the game where a perspective has been changed. And that's about it.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing else happened. And I didn't realize how in the dark you were.
Yeah,
because that's common knowledge.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's super common knowledge.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, I've gotten to this point in the game, and everything is still dark and everything is still brooding. And along with a manga I've been reading, I just needed a break. I just needed a break from darkness.
It was just darkness?
Yeah.
Are you saying that this is a game I should be playing in the winter cold months when it's just real epically depressing?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah,
maybe. Like, I shouldn't do it in the middle of the summer where I'm like super
happy. Do it, you know, you could even do it in the fall when everything is dying.
No, but you see, I like the fall.
And you want to be outside during the fall? Okay,
yeah.
But yeah, it's still a great game. I have not run into anything to where the audience has been complaining about it.
Yep.
There is some story stuff that maybe I can see where there's an issue and like it, they're odd choices.
Okay.
But it's nothing I can talk about without completely spoiling shit for you.
Okay.
So I will wait until we have our like fucking postmortem or whatever about that game.
Yep.
And we can talk about it. But still good. Still very good.
Okay.
The other things I've been doing, the other deep darkness despair shit, is I've been reading manga.
Oh, that's dark?
Well, it is black and white.
Go out yourself.
By Tatsuki Fujimoto.
I never heard of him.
He's the guy behind Chainsaw Man.
Oh, and yes. I love Chainsaw Man.
I've talked about Chainsaw Man a little bit on the podcast before, and I've caught up. Caught up to Chainsaw Man.
You caught up?
I don't know how this is a Shonen Jump manga, because
it's just way darker than anything
else. It's fucked up in like really weird ways.
Okay.
And so I think I've said the premise before, but I'll go through it quickly. There is a child whose dad owed a debt to the Yakuza and he couldn't pay the debt. So he gave up his son to a gang.
Mm.
He's been deprived of everything, life experiences, reading, basic knowledge. And at a certain point in the manga, he makes a contract with the devil.
Yeah.
And he makes a contract with the Chainsaw Devil.
Yes.
So he becomes Chainsaw Man. And as the story progresses, you learn that there's like a whole like FBI-esque agency that tracks down demons and all this stuff. Because there was this gun devil that came a couple years ago and like in 12 seconds eradicated like 40% of the Earth's population. Or something like that. And it keeps going from there. But on the face, like that bare bones explanation of the show does not do the rest of it justice, because they go into some like really weird directions. There's a thing about the show that makes it unsettling. And the thing I've realized like after reading this one chapter a couple of times is like it's a lack of explanation. So, you know, in Shonen anime, where a new character comes up around, and he's got a brand new power, and he always has the fucking urgency to just be like, this is what I do, here is my power, it is so great, let me tell you every intricacy of how it works.
Yes.
That does not happen in Chainsaw Man.
Is that a good thing?
It is a good thing because of the tone of the show.
Ah.
Everything has to do with hell and fiends and the depravity of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I think adds the most to the confusion is just like what the fuck shit about this show is that they don't explain most people's powers until a character figures it out. Right?
Ah.
And sometimes you'll be seeing people do the weirdest shit. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, you'll be reading a chapter and be like, I don't know what's happening. And like, how did these people lose their arms? How did this person just like get fucking turned into mashed potatoes on the cement? Like, in terms of just like gravity crush them. Like, what is happening? And it adds to this like uncertainty to the world.
Yes.
And it adds to the whole notion of the world is fucked and like humans have no chance, kind of like futile.
Right.
Futility. Yeah. The kind of futility of the manga and the people facing off against certain people. There's like 76 chapters, I think, right now. And it was a very good read, but by the time I finished like marathoning it and reading the whole thing, I just felt bad. I just felt not good. Like, I swear I went on to YouTube and I just looked at like stand-up comedy and stuff like that to just like get me out of like a funk of just like the world, like life is useless and fuck this and everything sucks.
Wow.
Yeah. And then a couple days later, I decided to read his other manga.
Well then.
Which came out before this. It's called Fire Punch.
Fire Punch.
Fire Punch. That's the title. So I'm a pitch you this show. Right. Imagine a world.
Okay.
Where everything is winter all the time. Basically, an ice witch has apparently cast a spell upon the world.
Mm.
And it has turned the world into perpetual winter. But also, humans have gained these things called miracles. They think of them as gifts from God. And they're the forms of, like, different minor superpowers. So some people can create, like, sparks of electricity in their hand. Some people can regenerate. Some people can, like, shoot fire, shoot, control metal, like, do whatever, right? And all the powers, people who have powers, they vary in strength. So, like, one person of regeneration is not equal to this person as regeneration because they're different potencies. And these two people, brother and sister, they live in this village. They were saved. And to repay them, because they're both regenerative miracle people, they feed them their own flesh because there is no meat because the winter has taken out most of the wildlife and vegetation. So daily, the brother cuts off his own arms and legs, which then instantly regenerate. And then they go house to house making meat deliveries and feeding them to the villagers.
Right.
And then a couple days later, just a mysterious army comes by. And he says, like, hey, like, we're not here to, like, rape or pillage you or whatever. We're gonna take some supplies.
Mm-hmm.
But you have no choice in this, but we're not gonna, like, destroy your town, so don't worry. And as they're going, they notice that these people are eating human parts. And it turns out that this army is like a religious sect. And they're like, there are no people here.
Mm-hmm.
We came across an empty village. There's no humanity left here.
Oh.
And this guy pulls out his hand. And the next panel is a fucking destroyed town. Like, just gone. But our main character is on fire in the snow. And it turns out that the person who blew up the town with his fire hand, his special ability is that the fire will never stop burning until the subject that it's on, be it
is dead,
alive, is turned to ash.
Oh, but he's always regenerating.
But he's always regenerating. So he's always on fire.
Oh my God. Wow.
And just like Chainsaw Man, this, like, really dumb opening premise is just, like, a gateway to tell you a story about the depravity of humans and the lies they will tell you to get whatever they want.
So this guy is always on fire?
He's always on fire. He's never not on fire.
I guess he can't be stealth, eh?
No, he cannot be stealth.
He can't just walk into a forest? Okay.
Here. That's the main character.
Oh, he's just on fire.
He is always on fire.
Poor kid.
And so, it, like, they go through a whole thing about how, like, for 8 years, like, the first year, he couldn't even get up because the pain was so intolerable.
He doesn't have to eat, right?
No, because he's a regenerative person. Okay. Yeah. And so, like, he's just always on fire and stuff. And again, the story goes into just humans are fucking terrible.
Sounds like
they will do anything in the name of religion, even if it's like just fucking horrific.
I'm not liking the sound of this.
And it also goes like crazy meta. They add this weird character who just like completely flips the story on its head. And it does really unique shit with storytelling.
Yeah.
It's like nothing I've ever read before. Yeah. It's super cool. It's just that, again, the author, Tatsuki Fujimoto, he hates people. Like, at least that's what I'm getting from. Either he hates them or he has no belief in them.
I'm going to go with he hates
them. Yeah.
When you hate someone, you hate someone.
When you hate somebody, you hate somebody. And when that happens to be humanity, I guess you got to do what you got to do. But it's such unique storytelling, and it's, again, like, nothing I've kind of ever read before, and I really... Is it getting an anime? I think it's getting an anime.
Well, okay.
I'm not sure. There's a... Oh, it's a... Never, sorry. I read it wrong. It's a manga trailer.
Okay.
But it's very, very good.
Okay.
I think this manga is only, like, 80-something chapters.
Yeah.
So it's very short. But highly recommended. So, so good.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I did was play the new Nioh 2 DLC.
Oh, yeah, that's out.
Yeah, they have some new DLC. It's called the Tengu's Disciple.
Hmm.
It's more history stuff, lightly based on Japanese history. So you're following on real samurai and stuff like that. But the thing that's cool here is that they've added a new layer of difficulty.
Yeah.
So another new game plus.
Mm-hmm.
And they've added a new weapon. So there's this weapon called the Split Staff. And at first, it's just like a quarter staff.
Yeah.
But on each end, or depending on which ones you have, are either weights or like maces or something.
Yeah.
And inside the staff are chains.
Yeah.
So while you're doing attacks, if you hold the button, you like shoot out the top and there's a chain in the middle. And you can like fling it around like a flail or something.
Okay.
And then more advanced moves you get, you can like break the staff in two. And then you have like two separate staves of extending chain balls or whatever.
I see.
It's a really fucking weird weapon, but it's pretty cool. It scales off of magic, which I think they did on purpose because that was kind of the most OP stat in the game in the original.
Okay.
But it's continuing the Diablo grind, man. I think in the original Nioh, they had 5 or 6 difficulty levels.
5 or 6.
Yeah. And as you beat the story, or as you continue on beating it, the next difficulty will give you higher item levels.
Okay.
So if you want, like, the ultimate build, you need to keep doing the harder difficulties and the harder bosses and getting the correct prefixes on your items and stuff like that. Like, it's pure loot grinding.
Sounds like it.
But as I'm playing through it, I'm just like, I fucking love the gameplay in Nioh. Like, managing your stamina, switching between high, low, and medium stances.
Yeah.
How varied your builds can be.
Yeah.
Like, even though I said magic was kind of OP, like, anything you build in that game can get you through the game.
I see.
And it's awesome. It's one of those games where I just wish more people played it.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's... Like, I know I'm biased here. It's character action.
Yeah.
But it's some of the... It's like if Dark Souls combat was fun. Right? It's very back and, it's very back and forth, and it's very lethal. But it has that in-depth mechanic, like layered mechanic on it, that kind of takes it to the next level. And it just... Every time I play it, it just makes for a really fun experience. So I decided to play the DLC on the... easiest difficulty so far, because DLC for Nioh is always super fucked.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that I was way too overgeared for even end game of the previous stuff before the DLC. So I was just like, oh, I'm just mowing through everybody right now. So I'll just continue on and do whatever. But what I'm waiting for is like their endless dungeon that they had in the first game. But I don't know if that's in this one or they're planning it for a later release.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, more Nioh. It's very good. Fire Punch, very good. Chainsaw Man, very good.
Interesting.
Batman, very good.
Mm.
It's been a very good week in terms of media and entertainment.
That's good.
It's a lot of good things.
That's good.
And that's it.
Cool. Well, I'll continue off the samurai trend because I've been getting a lot of emails for Ghosts of
Tsushima. Yeah.
And my work gave me $100 to spend at one of our malls to support.
So you bought Ghost of Tsushima.
So I went and bought F1 2020.
I'm sorry. What? Huh? Did you get a samurai helmet as a race car helmet?
No. No.
Please tell me about your racing sim. How is your racing sim?
It's so good. It's racing.
Oh my god.
There's only one thing I want to say about this one. So this is the first. This is the first time they finally let you make your own team.
Oh.
Like you can add your own team and race it alongside the other ones.
Like pit crew and whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you are in the very unique position where you are the driver and the team owner.
Oh.
So you know like those like micromanagement games you on like your phone?
Yeah.
They have that inside of your team that you're also the driver.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, so now it's more about you can win races, but you have to manage budget. You can like
you like spreadsheets?
Yeah, basically. It's like you can hire a second driver, you can trade him, and then suddenly he could just go to another team.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, so it's been pretty like I haven't gotten to that stuff, but I'm like, oh, I see how why this game is like it's currently regarded as the best one.
Mm-hmm.
But like I guess they always are.
It seems like it has one of those things where it's like feature creep where
it's got a lot of crap in this game now.
Because it's like I remember playing Madden,
yeah,
like on the PS2, and I was like, yo, Madden's great. Play football, pick plays.
It's
just sim enough.
Yeah.
And then once they've kind of mastered football gameplay, then they're just like, but what if we had team management? What if we had like budget management? What if we had this? And it's like, oh fuck, now the game's just getting too wild for me.
Yeah, it's real deep now because like it's not even Formula One anymore. It's like you could start at the lower ranks and work like your team starts at the lower ranks.
Oh really?
Like the lower formulas, and you work your way up to Formula One.
Damn.
And so yeah, it's but it's cool.
Okay.
It's pretty cool because I was inspired because I was watching the UK race this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Lewis Hamilton won.
Again, until he retires, I think I'm off of Formula One.
He won on three wheels.
I'm sorry, what?
He won on three wheels.
Was he driving one of those weird motorcycles where it's two in the back, one in the front?
No, his tire exploded. He's like, fuck it, I'm going to win this race.
How?
Can't stop him on three wheels. You have no chance when he's on four. So, that's that. It's done.
How?
The funny part
is... Was it the last lap? Like
second last lap. His teammate also got a puncture, but you know what? He dropped from second to 12.
Oh man, his teammate sucks dick apparently.
And Lewis Hamilton dropped from first to first.
So how did he what?
Yeah.
Did he just like how did he position the weight to not just scrape your brakes across the fucking ground?
Well, he just did it.
What?
He just did it.
Okay.
And it was cool. I was looking through the data trace and it's like, yeah, he did 230K on a straight.
With three wheels.
Three wheels. And I'm like, 230K, that's the maximum most cars can go on the road.
That's insane.
So that was pretty cool. Yeah, that's that. I booted up Netflix. Did you know that Snowpiercer has a TV series?
No.
It does.
That sounds bad.
On Netflix. I don't know. I need to watch it. I have to figure it out.
Okay.
Anyways, I was on Netflix because the new Transformers anime came out.
Ooh.
It's all right.
Do they transform?
Not as much as you think.
Do they say Autobots roll out?
Optimus does. Optimus might be the worst part of the show.
Oh my god. How are you going to make the leader of the fucking Autobots the worst character?
I don't know why, but like it's like they hired some guy and they're like, you have a great voice, but can you just like not use it and pretend you're the classic Optimus? And he's just like, okay.
Like paycheck's a paycheck, I guess.
And then he goes, Autobots roll out.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. It's so like, how can I describe it? Like, everything is over-dramatized.
Mm-hmm.
But everything is over-dramatized, so it all comes off as very flat. Like, the whole plot is very flat. It looks good. It looks good in motion. But surprisingly, yeah, there's a lot of robots running.
Okay.
Which is like, yeah, okay, cool.
But Michael Bay style.
But you turn into fucking cars. Why, when you say retreat, are you running? Just drive.
Because they didn't want to animate transformation sequence.
And then that's just it too, like a lot of the battle sequences are kind of just dead. They're just so boring.
That sucks.
Yeah, and like it sucks, like I think why I think or like why I guess I'm a bit more harsh on it is because, like, it was marketed as the one for the enthusiast crowd, right? Like, the people who care about Generation One and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
And nah. Like, and it's a three-part series, and it's, needless to say, I'm not really excited for the next two, so. But hey, it was 6 episodes, 20 minutes each. It's like a movie, so.
Okay.
Have at it. It's okay. Like, it's cool. I guess the funniest part is, like, the character models are designed directly off of the toys on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the toys you buy actually look like what's on the screen.
Oh, that's cool.
The bad news is the character models look like toys. So
they make cool toys, is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, like, if this toy has a peg hole, it's like,
there's a peg hole? They went that deep?
Yeah, like, it's literally just, here's the CAD model we used to make the toy. We just made it a 3D model for animation. Like, it's not, like, inspired by. This is literally the toy CAD model.
That's fucking gross. Like,
all the concessions that the toy designers had to make are put in here. It has, a nicer surface texturing so that it looks nicer, but the foundations of it are just, here's the toy. Like, you know how, like, when you transform and sometimes they end up with, like, a giant backpack or, like, just, like,
yeah,
all the shit hanging off, yeah, them? That's what's in the show.
That's gross.
Yeah, so it's like,
I take it back. I take back my,
it's kind of like, cool. Oh, that's what they did. Yeah, so that's that. And then I just continue to watch regular my weeklies on anime.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go watch God of High School. The most...
But I just canceled my premium subscription.
The most recent episode, I think you will love.
Okay.
Because it's all about the power of friendship.
Boot up, nya.
It's quite nice. It's quite nice. And then... Yeah, I think that's more or less my week. I can't... No. Did nothing. I biked around my city. It was fun. And yeah, that's really it.
Terrible.
Yeah. It's more or less terrible. My life. I feel like there was something else I did do, but Monster Hunter. I've just been playing a lot of Monster
Hunter. Yeah, you have been playing a lot of Monster Hunter. Also with us.
Yeah, I have.
How did you like, what's it called? Alatreon.
It was tough.
Where he fucking destroyed us a couple times.
Yeah, it was tough. I clearly, like, you were right when you said you have to make a set for it, because, like, half that match, like, once I got a lot of the attack patterns down, they were not, I'm not gonna say they're easy to dodge, but they're easier to recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that half the match I was just spent taking in null berries.
Yeah.
You know?
Take blight resistance, my dude.
Yeah, and, like, because my weapon is charged, but a lot of it deals with having, mm-hmm, like, your weapon charged.
Mm-hmm.
And that charges a timer. But if I'm spending so much time trying to heal, then I never can be putting out optimal damage.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like, I definitely need to, like, make a set for it.
Like, I don't know if you need to go all the way level 3, but you definitely probably need level 1 or 2.
Yeah, because there'll be moments where, like, when I'm doing attacks, I'm like, oh, I can see the elemental damage. And then I'm like, how come it disappears? And then it just doesn't cross my mind that I'm on Dragon
Blight. That you have Dragon Blight, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Awesome.
Yeah, that sucks. So, yeah, that was fun. I did a lot of Safi Jiva runs. I think I'm done with Safi Jiva.
Forever?
I got everything I wanted from it. Like, I just wanted the blast axe and the blast shield.
Mm-hmm. And do you have the armor set?
No, but I think I have enough pieces to make it.
Okay.
Like, I have, like, about 30 of everything, so I think that should be it.
That's fair.
And I think that armor, you need more other monsters.
Yeah.
Right, so.
I'm kind of disappointed. Like, the longer I play it past Safi Jiva's announcement, the more I'm kind of disappointed with that monster.
Safi Jiva?
Yeah, because he's just a be-all, end-all monster.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh, you want a good weapon of this set? Or of this element?
Safi.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want a good one of this status? Safi. Like, he's a be-all, end-all character. And, like, the thing with older Monster Hunters is, like, when I beat a Fatalis.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and it's just the Fatalis weapons. Yeah. Like, those are end game weapons.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to feel fucking powerful.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, it's a one type of weapon, yeah, right? But if I want an ice weapon, I can't use the Fatalis,
no,
right? I have to do something else.
Yeah.
And it like somehow takes away the variety, I guess. Because it's really boring when I walk into a match and, like, every single person is using a Safi Jiva something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just, like, kind of takes away from the uniqueness of people's builds, I guess. At least visually.
Well, I think that's why they have the layered stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, because, like, if you don't have access to event level Safi, because he only appears every now and then.
Yeah, the raid level, yeah.
Then I think, like, Brachydios is basically number two.
Yeah.
And that's what I have, but I hate all of Brachydios's weapons. Or, like, the way it looks.
What are you talking about?
I hate Brachydios's weapon.
You don't want to have a 1,000-degree knife?
But it doesn't look like that. It looks like a piece of shit rock that someone, like, spray painted neon green and shit. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, great.
Right.
But yeah, because, like, I spent the most of my week just getting items so I could, like, layer my weapon so it looks cooler. And I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, you went with the eagle or whatever?
Yeah, the lightning eagle edge. Lightning break.
Yeah, that one's really cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
I ended up layering my heavy bowgun.
Yeah.
To the guild one.
The guild house weapons all look cool.
So I just have a fucking matchlock rifle now.
Yeah, they look so cool. I think I might as much as I like having the eyeball on my Safi Jivas one, I might guild palace it up.
The eyeball is cool. The eyeball is cool.
So yeah, Monster is pretty cool. Yeah, just more of that. I still got a long way to go. Like, there's a lot of other things I want to do still.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I'm just kind of, I guess, like, my main goal right now is just to build the Elatrion set. Just to have
it. Yeah. It's very useful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skills on it where, like, oh, this chest piece just gives me health boost 3.
Yeah.
This arm piece just gives me attack 4.
Yeah. Like, but I forgot that, like, visually, because Elatrion is such a legacy monster.
Yeah.
Like, its design is not very...
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's very... It's the equivalent of equipping the Rathian armor.
Yeah, it's like, oh, right. Oh. And even its weapons are, like, from that era, and you're like,
this is a Wii-level design.
Yeah, like, I remember it now, yeah. So, yeah, I'll do that. But I am looking forward to Frostfang, because that should be out 2 days.
Yeah, I think so. 2 days. And oh, I'm going to make my greatsword set. Hell yeah.
Frostfang Baryoth. And then September's. I'm assuming it's going to be the anniversary event.
I want the space outfit.
Yeah, because I need to go back and get the space outfit and the red Chinese dress.
Yeah. I think the only thing I need to do now from this event before Frostfang comes out is I need to get that monkey hat.
Oh, yeah. It's a good
It's a good hat.
I like it.
It's a good hat.
It's pretty cool.
The bunny ears are cool, but...
The monkey's
cool. That monkey's a cool hat.
Yeah, it's very cool. So, yeah, that's been my week. And that's it for us, I think. I think that's the show.
I think it is.
I don't think there's anything else.
No, it's again, we're in the midst of summer, which every year is a lull in terms of stuff we like to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Although this one's been different because there have been a lot of digital events with stuff to talk about, I guess.
But there's like some other thing that like it's... It's what is it, like a pan something? I don't remember. There's something there. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's something going on.
Yeah, there's something going on outside. I don't know.
Yes. Okay. We will see you all next week with more updates to all the cool things in the world.